Star 94.1, and we welcome Gary Mays. Gary, how are you?
I'm good, Jay. How you feel, man?
Hey, just fine. Are you excited about this project? Matter of fact, it's a double CD set.
Yeah, man. I'm in love with it, man. It's a real personal project of mine, so I'm extremely excited about it.
Are you a soldier, and what is a soldier?
A soldier is something that can do anything and is willing to go to battle for whatever he feels is right. So I'm most definitely a soldier, without question.
Your project, Diary of a Soldier, does it tell what Gary Mays is all about?
Yeah, it really does. And it's actually a diary of a strong soldier, because not only am I a soldier, but I'm a strong one. I've had to endure a lot, had to go through a lot, and through the, you know, the process of this record. So most definitely I'm a strong soldier, without question.
Does God want us to be a strong soldier?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Of course he does. He wants us to put on the whole armor and stand and fight, especially about what we believe. So, of course, I think, without question, he wants us to be not just soldiers, but be strong soldiers.
How can this project be a huge impact on young people?
Two things. First, they have to buy it. And
okay.
Secondly, you'll be able to, you know, as far as the young generation, it's a few songs in there that will really touch the hearts of the young people, just to let them, help them understand, you know, as far as being a strong soldier, you will have to go through some things. There will be some times of war. There will be some times if you feel like you just want to give up and give in and just lay down. But God's going to give you the power. Like the Bible says in Timothy, for God has given me not a spirit of fear, but of power and strong mind. So that's quite a few songs, like telling the devil to hit the deck, knowing that that's a word from the Father. And if things, when you're going through a lot of things, if you just stand still, wait on God, he'll come through. A lot of that can really, really preach and teach the young people on how to be a strong soldier.
Let's talk about more of your songs. You mentioned Hit the Deck, and man, that's a rocking song.
Oh, wow, appreciate it, man.
When I put it on, I was like, whoa. Yeah, I like that, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, I hope the Saints are ready for that one.
Yeah, I hope so as well. You know, the song was birthed out of, I'm a drummer, and I've never played in a marching band, but it had a real marching band feel to it, and it's like that Army, you know, that Navy, that real armed forces type of feel to it, and it's just a war song, just letting the devil know he got 10 seconds to surrender, or we're going to take him out. We're trying to give him a chance to just give up and surrender, but if you don't surrender, we're going to take you out. So that's actually one of my favorite songs off the record.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, going in another direction, the song Wait on Him with Nicky Ross got a kind of churchy feel. Tell us about that.
That's actually a song that was written. My group has been together about 9 years now. So that song was written back when I first put the group together. And for whatever reason, God didn't have me put it on the record then, because I put out two records since then. But for whatever reason, he had me hold on to it until now. It's like the perfect time. Song was led by none other than my baby girl. This is my boo. She's been with me since I started my ministry. Prior to, she was with that ministry. I was MD4, and now Nicky Ross. And it was the perfect person. She demoed the song for me, and it turned out her demo vocals were so good, I couldn't pass on not putting them on the record, and it just all worked out for the better, man. And it's a great song for Sunday morning worship, because I know a lot nowadays everybody's trying to write that song where it can be crossed over into mainstream and hip hop radio and things of that nature. I just don't want to forget about the church folk, because those are the same folk that they're broken every week, and they need something that they can take through their week, through their days, their, you know, that Monday through Saturday, just to get them to Sunday. So I think if, you know, they listen to that song, Wait on Him, no matter what the situation may be, wait on him. It may not come when you want him, but he's right on time, wait on him. I think that's that would be a great song for them to listen to, just to give them that push to get to church on Sunday.
Our guest is Gary Mays. Gary Mays and New Era. The project's called Diary of a Strong Soldier. We give you more. That's sort of a ballad. And oh, man, that's nice.
Yeah, actually, it's the name of the song, because We Owe You More. And it's a song that was birthed in honestly, and I know a lot of people always have these real, real deep moments like, well, where were you when this song came about? Honestly, this is probably the first time I've ever been just, you know, sitting somewhere and God just threw a song on me out of nowhere. I wasn't just sitting there saying, you know, I need a song, I want to write this, I want to write a song like this, God, give it to me now. I was literally in my hotel room in Seattle preparing to go do the West Coast Announcers Guild, and my Judy Neal, she's a radio announcer, was in the van with the rest of my group, waiting on me for 45 minutes. They had been sitting in the van, air conditioning blowing, just waiting. I was upstairs writing the song until God was just pouring it into my spirit, into my heart, and I was typing the words into my two-way. At the point in time, that's when we had the Motorola two-ways, and that was the only way I can, you know, finish the song. There was no paper near me. I had no pen. Mm-hmm. So I just started, you know, I didn't want to forget what God was throwing on me. So I typed it into my two-way, and here we are, man. You know, 3 years later, my favorite song, my actual favorite song off the entire album. It's 18 songs on this record, double disc, and that's my number one favorite song on the whole entire record, We Owe You More. And it's a real serious song when you really think about it. It's like we always coming to God and asking Him for a whole lot, but we never really just take out the time and say, God, I love You so much tonight, I'm not going to ask You for anything. I'm just going to thank You for what You've already done. Always coming to Him, asking Him for something, but never really taking out the time to tell Him thank You. So that's what the song is really about, man. And it's, I promise you, anybody that wants to have a relationship with God, if you really listen to that song and you can identify with it, man, it's going to take you in. I promise you.